Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. I was just giving you a call back. Your number was in our Q4 callback. How can I assist you?
Yes, this is a charge of the $59.95. I want to decline that.
Can I have your zip code?
90638. Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. Can I have your zip code?
Yeah, 90638.
You said 90638?
Yes.
Okay, first and last name?
SU.
Okay, and for security purposes, can you verify your address?
15266 Riviera Lane, RIVIERA. City name is La Mirada, LAMIRADA, California.
Okay, sir, and I thank you so much for verifying that information for me. Okay, I do see here that on the 12th of January you purchased our smart health watch. You had 14 days to receive the product. Once you received the product, you were billed the full price for the product, which was $59.95. No, that's not a recurring charge. No, you will not continue to receive product. It's a one-time fee of $59.95, and that's the full price of the product.
I don't want this, so I just I canceled this $59.95. So should I just return the merchandise to your place?
Okay, sir. Due to the declined payment, what you will have to do is have to contact your bank and have your bank contact us so we can refund you $29.95 at the time of release from the block from the account. We can refund you $29.95 and then provide you with the information to return it so you can receive the other portion of your refund for the product. But we cannot issue you out a refund with the block of the payment on the account.
Yeah, I already talked to the bank. We declined this charge, $59.95. So I just want to return the merchandise. Because when they had said that this is the $6,095 is a free one, they didn't tell me the details. Says after the 14 days trial period.
Well, sir, we can't issue you the refund for those products or issue you the address to return until we are able to issue you a refund, but we can't issue you a refund with the block on the account. So you'll have to contact us with the bank so we can issue you out that refund and give you the return information.
No, the bank, I just talked to them, they already blocked the money.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And we wouldn't be able to issue you a do you have pen and paper ready, sir?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have pen and paper ready?
Yes.
Okay. Gonna provide you with the information to return the product.
Okay. All right.
Okay, hold the line for me. Okay, it's 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit 45th Avenue, Unit C.
Okay.
Denver, Colorado.
Denver.
Mm-hmm. Colorado.
Okay.
80239.
Yes, sir. 80239. Okay. So yes, I just returned the whole thing in the package.
Yes, sir. So hold the line for me while I get this notated into the account, okay?
Okay. So let me repeat it. 11551 East 45th Avenue, Union C, as in CAT,
mm-hmm.
Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Okay.
So I need you to hold the line for me while I get this notated into the account so the distribution center will be notified of the return, okay? Hold the line for me. Okay, sir. Definitely get that product returned for us. I thank you so much for holding the line for us.
So I just send the whole package back to the address you just told me, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So there's no. How about the $6.95 original charge? Will be refunded?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. So, but the $59.95 will not be charged.
No, sir. You will not be charged $59.95.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling customer support. My name is Brittany, and you have a great day.
And also, by the way, the return postage I have to pay, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for calling customer support. Once again, my name is Brittany, and you have a great day.
Thank you.